Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Surge Radio. Hopefully it's going to be another great episode. Got a few calls coming in a little bit. But we're going to start off with a couple of these topics that we got right now. Like I said, you know, sorry for missing last week. We took the week off, had a lot of stuff going on. So I want to thank everybody that's tuning in right now. We got a great show set up for you. But the first topic that we're going to talk about, or one of the main topics we're going to talk about, is going to be social media activity. So before I get into the whole social media activity, you know, I'm going to take this first call. This is my man Diggs is calling in. Diggs, what's up, man?
Shit, what's up, bro? Tim.
What's the word, man?
Man, I can't call it nothing too major.
Yeah, so one of the topics that we look like we're going to touch on from the top is social media. How, like, social media is pretty much the everybody's tool for, you know, either A, making themselves out to be something that they're not, B, you know, settling issues, and C, you can be anybody you want to be on a social network. So before I go into it, I'll let you rant about it a little bit.
I mean, everything you said, no disagreements. I mean, you're right, you know. You got social media make you whoever you want to be, in my eyes, like you said. So, I mean, you know, you got the computer geeks, that's internet thugs, and you got the quiet people turning the loud mouth people. So, yeah, I would say, man, I can't even touch on that. I don't really, social media kind of irritating to me.
I mean, it's like, you know, the older I get, I mean, I ain't that old, but the older I get, I really feel like social media is like, you know what? I want to stop filtering myself. I have to remember that my show is censored, not full censored. So there's a lot of bitches behind social media. Anybody that feels the need to just, like, use social media as an outlet to boost their self-esteem or boost their self-esteem, I think that social media kind of creates monsters a little bit. It makes people feel like they got wings. And then, you know, they're forced to deal with reality when it's all said and done. I mean, social media is a very, very good tool when it comes to marketing. You know, if you're an artist in the industry, or if you're a person that's, like, you know, just getting started out, you know, as far as business goes, you know, social media can be used for so much positivity. But I tell you, it's so much ignorant motherfucking shit that's happening on social media that I don't know where to start. mean, it's like, you know, I've never seen, like, you know, so many people retreat behind the Twitter or retreat behind the Instagram just to say shit that they'll never say to a person's face. I've never gotten that. I mean, is it just me? You know, maybe because I'm getting older, but I really feel like social media is like a negative tool for cowards.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that one.
All right, so yeah, so before I get more disrespectful when it comes to that topic, I want to dive into what everybody's been talking about lately, or today pretty much, is Drake's surprise album. You heard it, man?
I knew that was coming. Yeah, I mean, I heard a couple of songs off of it today earlier when I was in a barbershop, and, you know, I mean, I mean, it wasn't, you know, nothing shocked me. I was surprised. I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't, you know, I was just like, how, you know, that's how I was, like, oh, okay, this is Drake's new album, like, oh, okay. I mean, you know, it's the same Drake, except for one song that I did heard, I ain't gonna lie, kind of, one song I heard, I felt, like, we was having a discussion, I felt like he kind of took Big Sean's style on one of the songs, you know what I'm saying, like, he had said Swerve in the song, you said what?
How effective, when is Drake not taking somebody's style?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I was like, but I'm talking about lyrics. When I say word for word, like, all right, you know how Big Sean had that, he had just dropped that song, and he'd be like, nah, what's that to me, nigga? Something about my faculty thing. I turned my whole crew to faculty, nigga. You heard that song that Big Sean dropped that go like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I say word for word, like Drake sounded exactly like Big Sean. Like, he had literally started rapping like that. He was like, swerve, 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 swerve. And then he was like, I was like, oh, wow. Like, so you really going to sit there and suck that man's dick like that?
Yeah, because he mastered the art. Look, man. Drake is he's the master thief, okay? That motherfucker has mastered the art of stealing somebody else's girlfriend. You think he hasn't mastered the art of stealing somebody else's song? All right.
You said he mastered the art of stealing somebody's girlfriend.
Like, I mean, that guy, and look, man, he's a fucking expert thief, man. So that guy has completely mastered the art of stealing shit that don't belong to him. That's great. pretty much in a nutshell. If you want to keep something, make sure you don't have it around Drake. He just might take your shit. Man, Drake is the type of guy you can drop in prison and make everybody uncomfortable. The complete reverse. You can take all types. You said what?
I mean, with that last part, you said Drake is, oh, yeah, man. He's about him making everybody feel uncomfortable. What you say after that? I didn't hear the last part.
No, I'm just saying that Drake is the type of nigga you could drop him in prison. He'd make everybody feel uncomfortable. But pretty much, my bad. I got distracted. I'm kind of like loading up songs or other shit at the same time. So this stuff should have been done. This show was not planned whatsoever because I'm making up for last week. Like I said, I got two episodes this week, Surge Radio, if y'all want to call in. You know, tell us how y'all feel about Drake's album, 646-378-1510. But this is how I feel about Drake's album, and I haven't even heard it yet. I'm sick and tired of this motherfucker. His titles for his albums is ridiculous. It's like I never understand where his album's coming from. I think he has some of the softest titles ever. What the fuck is, if you're reading this, it's too late. It seems like most of his album titles are like excerpts from a fucking soap opera.
I mean, that fits his style.
You said what?
I said it fits his style.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely does fit his style. I mean, I don't know how to profile this guy anymore. You know, it's like It's like looking at Drake, I never know what I get, but I'm never the type of person that tries to divide like people according to the like the color of their skin. But that's a real life light skin nigga right there. Real life. I've never seen a nigga so soft, but yet so hard when it comes to taking other niggas' girls. Light skinned nigga shit. We're Jay Uno on a topic like this.
Man. He should be calling right about now.
That's actually funny, but look. All right, so we gonna get into a Diggs song. We're not gonna, be spinning any Saturday music at this present moment because we all getting ready to work on new music. But I want you to bring in your song, bro.
Oh, okay, shit. You know, this Diggs right here, and it's only about to get up and start the realest shit you ever seen. The mixtape coming soon to you. I'm not gonna tell you what mixtape that is, but you know what I'm saying. You looking for me? You know what I'm saying. Just type in Diggs, Google me, all type of shit. If you want to hear my own shit, it's Diggs Basic Construction. All right, this is the realest shit you ever seen.
To the money, huh? You niggas have faith. I'm all about my dough. I need some extra cake. I'm riding hard with my seat way back. Bun in the air, so yeah. Sweet smell that. She want a dog and I'ma eat that cat. I'm blowing money like I never even seen that. What? I accompany swag, but now I'm feeling fresher. You niggas see me lifting weights, but ain't feeling no pressure. They want the realest shit, and I'ma get them this. A piece of me until I die. Drinking the fifth, all about them dollars. Bad bitches, they wanna holler. But this nigga by his collar, I'm beating them enchiladas. And I do that, shoot first and I shoot back. Run up with that ski mask for the trigger till I relapse. Till I relapse, being one of the realest. It's a mission, so let's go. If it's Henny in my system, then I'm pimping on them hoes. Whoa. I'm grinding hard, nigga tryna shake that shit. Back up off me, get the fuck up on my face. You just standing in my way, and the nigga tryna skate. Gone, two fingers, drop one down. I've been getting cheese and blowing a lot of trees. But these models and these bitches be flying me overseas. It's contagious, can't you tell? I'm threatened like a disease. I got this rap shit on lock. I should have my own block. Take a safety off of that fucking lock and I'll bust that nigga right in the top. Like, damn, dude, you the fucking man, dude. Turn this break a man with the boob, I'm still the shit, bitch. Pull up in that shit. Rose gold, I bought for that ring like I play in the Rose Bowl. I spit out that venom, that shit made me real sick. I'm still sick. They ain't made a kill, but my sickness.
Ride hard so clean with my seat back. Blow money like I never even seen that. Blow money like I never even seen that.
Back to Surf Radio. That was Never Seen by your man Diggs. Surf J Music Group in the building. Good shit, man.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all you got to say? Hey, man, you're a funny guy, man. You're the only person I ever see that submit a song and not know the name of the own song.
Man, hey, you know how I be, man. Until I release the whole checklist and song list, man, I change the damn name of a song 15 damn times.
Hey, man, it's a writer's thing.
You said it's a writer's thing?
Yeah, it's a writer's thing. It's like a lot of people that write a lot never know the title of their own work. You know, it's just normal.
Right. I'd be so confused, like, dog, I'm going to call this shit this. I'm going to call this shit that.
This is for everybody that's listening. You know, y'all should definitely know that we are getting back to work on music. So Sergey Records / Sergey Music Group, we ain't done with, you know, the whole hip-hop music scene. You know, we're just taking a step at a time, putting together our projects and everything. So, you know, we got the group project coming out. We got Diggs project coming out. We got Jay Uno's project coming out. We also got my project coming out. So, you know, right now we're just focusing on everything as a unit, making everything, you know, come together and, you know, pretty much working. But as you can tell, the first artist that's going to be dropping some shit is going to be Diggs.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, let's hop back into these topics. You know, I don't keep bashing Drake too much. You know, it's so easy to bash Drake, man. I ain't never seen a guy. I mean, it's a lot that can be said about Drake. But
right.
If I keep talking about Drake, I'm going to come off as a hater. So I'm going to step off Drake a little bit. So pretty much, man, you know, it seemed like, you know, everybody is trying to get out of the record deals right now. It's like everybody's trying to drop projects just to get out of, you know, their record deals. That's the new theme now. I've been saying it for years. If you guys go back and you listen to old episodes of Surge Radio, y'all hear me talking about, you know, how, you know, the industry is changing to the point where it is nobody wants to be caught up in a record deal, whereas independent is the way. So definitely, man, you can make a lot more stuff happen, like this radio show. This is pretty much something that, you know, we did on our own. Being independent, right, being indie, doesn't mean that you can't be successful. You have to find your level of success with the people around you, with the people that gravitates to your music or gravitates to your message. It doesn't really matter. But, you know, being independent really means something if you put something behind it. So, sign a record deal, yeah, it may get you money real quick, but nowadays, signing a record deal ain't no different, you know, than, you know, moving shit on the corner.
Right.
How long is it going to last? It may not even last that long. So,
but if I can add, you got to, man, like, and also, but like getting a record deal not really big. I mean, it's big, but it ain't really big until, what, maybe your first year in, maybe, what, your first 2 years in? Because when you first go in, you got money that you owe? Because, shit, in your contract, what they saying that, you know, when you they booking all your shit for you and all that shit, you know, they basically what giving you what an allowance, right? So I say if I can use that.
Yeah. So pretty much how a record deal works. A lot of people don't know this, but here's how a record deal works. Say if I was bringing Diggs in, I want to sign Diggs for $2 million. So I'm gonna give you a $2 million advance. It's only an advance. It don't mean that there's money that you keep in your pocket. This is something to get you from point A to point B for a few years. Now, there's no way you can make $2 million in the music industry stretch for 2 years or even three. But at with that advance, you got to think about the process to get into those professional studios. There's not a session in those professional studios that's less than 50 grand. So you go 50 grand, like maybe twice a month. You're spending $100,000 per month. Then you want to multiply that by 12. So if it takes you a year or two to actually do that, yeah, you have the label paying for you. But when that album comes out, the label has to recoup costs for all studio time, all promotional costs. So when it's all said and done within that two and a half year period, you've already spent $2.5 million. So you spent $2.5 million, plus you have an advance of $2 million. So where are you at right now with the record label? You're in the red. So they're hoping that your album at least do gold so they can recoup costs, pay for the advance they gave you, and also pay for your promotion, pay for your studio time, which that puts you at $4.5 million. So it's real easy to be caught up with a record label, but that's where they get you for, hey, the first 2-3 years, you may not even recoup the cost. But we got you these next 3 years. So somewhere along the line, you're going to recoup the cost. And that's when they start doing less for it. So come that third and fourth year, that's when they start spending less money on your recording session. They make you figure it out yourself. So that's why you hear a lot of these artists saying, like, hey, I'm not making that much money out here unless I go on tour. Now record labels are trying to get a piece of the tour as well. So people have to look at how these contracts are, you know, constructed. I've seen a contract be constructed on many levels to where it is a person be locked in lifetime, Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and think about what lifetime means. Lifetime means that you are part of that label until you die, unless that person has not fulfilled their obligation, which that's what Lil Wayne's going by right now, that Birdman didn't fulfill his obligation by paying him his $10 million for the completion of the Butterfly. So, if that's a steady obligation that Birdman has, he has to release him. They're saying that this album that Drake just released is a way to fulfill his contract with Cash Money, so he can leave Cash Money, stay under the Young Money umbrella, and also sign with a second label. So I can get into how double labels work and being assigned to multiple record labels. It's better to do it that way because you won't end up on one record label $4 million after your first deal. So even for me to put people's like careers and everything out there, some people hit and some people don't. You got your Iggy's and you got your Azalea Banks. So, you know, you got your Big Sean's and you got your Logic's. Not everybody going to hit, but if you learn how to master the indie market, you'll be good to go.
Right.
So I did start this episode talking about social media and how people portray themselves in the social media. We're going to probably dive into that part two of this episode. Next episode is tomorrow. We got an earlier episode, actually. It's going to be around 2:30. So if the time changes, we're going to send out a tweet, let everybody know. But we wanted to do an earlier episode today just to make up for the episode we didn't have last week. So if you got any comments, call 646-378-1510, 646-378-1510. But getting back to, you know, how the record labels work and how deals work and everything, you know, it's up to the artist to learn that stuff. Many years studying this shit. That's why I own my own record label, and that's why I never rushed to a record deal. I had multiple deals offered to me. I had multiple deals. I mean, Diggs, you know, I sat down with the Masterpiece and, you know, the Eminem and everybody else when it comes to constructing deals. So it's not nothing new to me when it comes to being in the position of being amongst people that could put major money behind you and major money on you. You just have to understand the market and where the market's going. So it's like you as an artist, they don't see you as a person. They see you as a brand. They see Diggs. Okay, what can Diggs do as far as money? You're no different than Nike. You're no different than Armani. You're no different than Burger King. You're a brand. But when it comes to the labels, man, I tell people, I'm like, do you want to be treated like a person or do you want to be treated like a piece of paper? Because that's all it is to them. You're an asset. So, I don't know. What's your thoughts on it, Diggs? You know, from an indie artist point of view, how do you think art should go?
Truthfully, indie, I say indie because just you touch everything you want to touch. You don't have no restrictions. You know, you make the type of music you want to make as an indie artist. You know, like, for instance, if you go to a label and you become their brand, like you were saying, you know what I'm saying, I agree with you on that. Or, for instance, like, okay, let's take a TV show we didn't see as far as, like, say that, I mean, like, as far as, look at Day 26 when they had that show with Diddy and shit, and he made them, you know what I'm saying, like, how he made old boy get his hairstyle that color, I mean, that way, you know what I mean? Like, if you're an indie artist and you're making your own money, you make your own rules, you know what I'm saying? You pay your damn taxes and you move the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? But you in the label and I'm getting a $2 million advance and shit, that $2 million ain't really my $2 million. That $2 million is a hole that I gotta get out of before I make my money. You know what I'm saying? So you sitting there and you watching as your shit is blowing up. Let's say you are, all right, I'm gonna give two different examples. Let's say you don't get hot. You're not hot, so you're really in the hole now. And you stuck in that motherfucking hole so you make that motherfucking $2 million back. You know what I mean? Let's say you are hot. You still got 2 years, 3 years tops, like you said, before you actually touch the shit for being hot. You know what I mean? You're sitting here watching your shit as it explodes and blows up. And you got to sit back and realize, like, damn, my shit is really fucking blowing up. And none of that money that's coming in right now is my money. As an indie artist, it's hard. You know, like, as an indie artist, I'm not going to lie.
Really,
it's hard.
It is. You know, it becomes very, very difficult. Give me 1 second. So, look, y'all, we're getting ready to run over with the show. If you check us out, listen to the show after it has ended live. We have a recording session after where it is. You can hear everything that's going on. After the regular 30-minute episode. But going back to what you were saying, Diggs, you're absolutely right. You know, that money don't belong to you. You have to find a way to make that money work for you. So where does that money work for you? You have to put it into tours. You have to put it into, you know, shopping for your own endorsement deals. You take the money that the record label gives you, and you refund that stuff into your own stuff. You take that $2 million. You take out of that $2 million, you pay for your own studio sessions. Do not allow a record label to pay for you. That's why you see a lot of these smart indie artists, kind of like what Kendrick did. He took $1 million, and he took $1 million, and he recorded his project within a year. So you're using $1 million of your advance to pay for your own studio time. So guess what? You've already eliminated the 2 years that they already blocked for you to spend extra money recording. Now it's the promotion money. You take $500K of what you already got, that other money that you have over there, out of the other million, and you work on your marketing. It doesn't have to be the biggest marketing nowadays, because as you can tell, Beyonce can drop an album just by hearsay and be good. So that's how the industry works now. You know, a lot of artists is just dropping albums whenever they feel like it without no major marketing. That spends less of the money that belongs to the record labels. And that makes the labels think, like, okay, well, how are we going to recoup this cost? Because they're forced to only wait for you to pay back the advance. The advance is nothing but a loan. A loan that you don't even know that's a loan. So in that situation, it's all about making smarter choices.
Right.
So for me, I'm Andy. Say that again.
I said, hell yeah, you got to make your own choice when you sign to a label. Shit, you have no option. You got to go into
really
straight grind mode, damn near indie.
I mean, so the thing is, what's the difference between being indie, owning the rights to all your music, all your publishing, and, you know, you set sail when you're ready to set sail? The only difference is you got to be consistent as an indie artist. That's the only difference. Not everybody likes the hard work or the heavy lifting, but you have to be consistent when it comes to being an indie artist. So,
right.
I know everybody didn't want to tune into this episode and hear about how to be an artist and how not to fuck up money, but it's a pretty good topic. If you're an artist and really trying to make it in the industry, it's a pretty good topic. Trust me, it's a whole lot better than the topic that we started out with, the whole social network shit. So, you know, this is more edification than what's being said right now.
Right.
But all right, you know, this is the end of Surge Radio. You know, it's time to wrap up until tomorrow's episode. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. We're going to leave out on 16 Icons track, Set You Straight. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. Tune in tomorrow, 2:30. Surge Radio. I salute y'all. Have a good night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Thundaddy grit. With the icon.
Crack-a-lack on the track.
Crack-a-lack on the track. You heard the man.
Hi, my name is 16, the icon. Scare whack rappers so they sleep with their lights on. Superhero swag, but I never had no dice on. Spit hot lava to the top of the mic dome. Crack-a-lack on the track, this is Michigan. The state that brought you Eminem, yeah, we making hits again. Straight hood icon, spazzing, throwing fits again. The quarterback is toast, my team running the blitz again. But word is, I gotta prove myself. So please allow me to introduce myself. I'm the new sheriff in town, Reggie Hammond. A bona fide superstar, Molly Shannon. And I'ma make one thing clear. The MC that you fear would appear, well, he's here, yeah. The sleeping giant is awake. Feed, fire, cold, thumb. I'm about to set y'all straight.
The icon gonna set you straight. Ready with the flow, no need to sweat it. Make it move, make it do what it do. It'll keep it hype, it's a time to. The icon gonna set you straight. Ready with the flow, no need to sweat it. Make it move, make it do what it do. It'll keep it hype, it's a time to.
Supernatural flow, Ackles Padalecki. Hot 16, that's the theme, so respect me. True to the game, so the whack MCs vex me. Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, you can check me, text me. If you need a feature, that's aggressive, cause now people can see I got flow like progressive. Wordplay exceptional, delivery professional. Me and Crack so consistently dope that it's excessive. Yes, sir.